wagons you have?
Rope wagons. On tar.
It's like there now.
No, I mean the was it made in spring?
So we had a Springfield wagon.
Yeah.
That's what they call a Springfield wagon.
Iron tire.
Yeah.
Now the inside of the wagon you had the hub and then.
Yeah. You ever seen one of them?
Yeah.
I've got one of them over at the shop.
Yeah. The spokes came out.
Yeah.
And they fit into that.
And the hub spit on the spindle, and that. And there's a wood down go around them spokes and a tar over that.
Yeah, that wood that went around the spokes was the...
Fellers.
Rim.
Fellers, right.
Uh-huh.
And
I just kept the rim.
Yeah.
Yep, that there was...
You row cropped here until 48, right?
Uh-huh.
You raised...
Cotton and corn. Watermelon, taters.
Where'd you raise your cotton?
Up here back at the house. Up here and over here.
You had a two...
Uh-huh. And I raised cotton at Kansas City. I had 30 acres up there, and I farmed another place over here across the creek. We had about 60 acres of row crop.
Pretty good.
It was for a team.
Yeah.
Now, they kept me a-moving.
Tell me about the work you did with cotton, can you?
Well, we'd have to. We planted it, we broke the ground,
yeah,
laid it off.
With a what?
With a team, and we laid it off.
No, what would you break it with?
Turnip plow. You ever see one of them?
The ones that went, yeah.
Got a wing on them.
Yeah, and you had, did you break it with two mules?
Yeah.
And one mule walked in the...
That fur and the other on the land.
And what'd you call the one that walked in the fur was a...
We just called him. He had to walk in that fur to hold that plow.
Yeah.
Of course, now I worked three headlocks.
He's on the right hand side and he's on the left.
I had three, and I put one in the fur, one here, and one over here. Had a triple three. And I think I still got it over at the shop.
Yeah. You ever bust your plow, though, on a...
Yeah, I broke them.
All the time on a rock, I mean.
No, not too bad. I didn't break too many plows. I broke a few points.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me about cotton.
We'd have to let that cotton get up, and we'd take four plows. Well, back then, lots of time, we used a single stalk. Go down on one side of the row, back on the other side. And we got cultivators in, you plow a row at a time. But
yeah.
The mule, one right in one middle, one on the other.
You know,
and work that way.
Yes, ma'am, I've seen a little bit. But you had something you'd break the ground up with real fine. You had a...
Turning plow.
Well, had a turning plow.
Yeah, a turning plow, but would you go over it with something else?
We'd go over it with a har.
Right, yeah.
And bed it up.
Bed it up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
In the road.
When you got, there were weeds in it?
Yeah, we had to take a hoe and hoe it.
Yeah.
You bet you, gooseneck hoe.
Well, he'd usually plow it or...
Scrape it.
Scrape it. Use scrapers before we hold it.
Yeah. What about the did you have to get any of the cotton out? You say you're...
Yeah, we'd say, block it out with them holes.
Say you're doing what?
Hoeing cotton.
Thinning
cotton.
Yeah. And thinning
it. Yeah, thin it out.
Yeah. Now, about the mid-July, you'd...
We'd lay it by.
Lay it by, right.
Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have nothing to do much, only cut timber. So the cotton making.
Yeah. I bet you cut some timber.
Yeah, I cut lots of timber.
Yeah. And where did you take it?
We cut, made...